Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Barry Cronin is with us. Barry, you know all about this. You helped put it together, right?
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Yes, I handle some of the communications stuff, and so I'm nowhere near as important as all the other people that are doing the sales and the setup and all that stuff. But, you know, we get to talk to the radio station, so that's cool.
Well, and for people who don't golf, tell them what a star Hank Haney is.
Well, Hank Haney was only thing he did in his life was he was born in Deerfield and became a humble golf pro, wound up in Florida, and wound up coaching Tiger Woods from 2004 through 2010, which is a long time. Tiger won 6 majors and 18 tournaments in the course of his when he was being taught by Hank. So
he's a superstar. I mean, that is such a big get, and golfers even just get giddy just being around him, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And Hank's just very smart guy and affable, and you know, he can talk to anybody. You know, he's taught the best player in the world, Tiger Woods, maybe the best player ever. And of course he's taught, you know, regular Joes and Jeans and Joes, who try to play golf a little bit. Not quite like Tiger, but you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the show's here, and I heard you talking earlier. Yeah, there won't be any golf tomorrow because the weather's gonna be bad, but it's a perfect day to come and, you know, what we have here at the show is we've got all these people come here to buy their golf clubs, their shoes, their new bag, new golf travel bag, whatever. We have all that stuff here, and the companies that bring it here have it marked down so much you can't even believe it. So, and so that's one, that's another reason other than to see Hank would be to come to the show and do that. We had huge line today. We opened at noon today. We had 1,000 people standing outside waiting to come in. Just
wow.
You know, it was like a doorbuster, and we weren't giving anything away, you know?
Well, and what's cool is that you are the largest consumer golf show, and it was started here in Chicago, right? Which seems odd because it seems like it would have been started in a warm weather city.
Well, actually, you know, I think the reason that the golf show was started here, you know, 40 some years ago was that, you know, people are sick and tired of sitting inside. You have cabin fever. Someone understood that, hey, everybody's dying to go play. And so let's just sort of kick off the season early. We'll bring in some stuff that's at a lower price. The Illinois PGA soon got involved, and they have, they're going to have 80 different pros in here giving free lessons all weekend. We've got the first tee of Chicago, which is the kids, you know, get the little kids involved in golf, which is awesome. And then the sponsor of the event is the Chicago District Golf Association, which most people, you know, some people have heard of, some people not, but we've got 2 long putt things that you can try. So they're 85-foot putts, and if you make them, you win special prizes. And you know, it's really, and they blow off the horn that sounds like you scored a goal at the Blackhawks game, which I know the Blackhawks haven't scored many goals lately, but it's just a lot of fun, you know. It's almost a circus atmosphere, you know. So it's just something for everybody. I bumped into a neighbor of mine today who told me that she showed me, oh look, I bought this bag, you know, from this or that vendor, and then she said, did you know that you have a perfume exhibitor this year? And I said, you know, I did not know that.
What kind of perfume are they selling?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, you know, but so golf is, and so that's part of that. I think that kind of represents that golf's demographics have been changing for a number of years now, and especially the pandemic. After the pandemic, you know, people were, you know, more and more women. Among the new players that came out during the pandemic, 60% of them were women.
Yeah, so, I got a niece that got a full ride at University of Wisconsin for golf. And
wow.
I'm telling
yeah,
you
she's
what.
She's a good player then.
She's a good player. It's really fun to see and to support.
Is she from Illinois?
Nope. She's from Janesville, Stoughton area.
Okay.
Janesville, Stoughton.
Okay.
But yeah, right. So it's I love that so many young girls are
yep.
taking it up in high school, because that obviously becomes an important part of business. Like it or not, a lot of business is done on the golf course. And I think in years past, maybe women weren't always a part of that group, and now they are.
Yeah, well, it is true. And
I know. That left you speechless, Barry. I know. You're like, what?
that's just my take on it. I'll just tell you that I don't think the business gets done on the golf course per se, but the bonds
yes,
and the
yes.
the friendships and I think one of the great things is misery loves company, right?
Yeah.
So golf is just 100% misery. You know, you're always miserable. You go, even if you hit a good shot, you go, you know, could have gone a little bit closer and I wouldn't have had such a hard putt, but at least I got it on the green. But so you wind up bonding over 18 holes of golf. And I do think that definitely it matters, you know, for the men and the women. And it is great that there are more women and girls playing. And believe me, the girls are starting early. I mean, I'm on the board of the Illinois Junior Golf Association also. We've had more young girls playing golf now than ever. And it's just great to see them as they get older and the quality of the competition. I mean, some of the girls that are playing high school golf now wind up, you know, they're going to different, you know, pretty high level universities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around the country, you know, like you said, you know, Wisconsin's a great program, and you know, we've had girls go to different SEC schools and Big Ten schools, et cetera. So it is terrific. It really is good. And
well,
yeah.
And we encourage everybody to get out there and check it out. Doors open today. It runs through Sunday. It's at the Donald Lee Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. And Barry, before I let you go, what's your handicap?
My handicap right now is 16.9, which is horrifying. so I got so desperate that I actually started taking lessons more. So I just, you know, my recommendation and Hank Haney's recommendation to everybody is whatever you do, just go take lessons.
Yeah, that's the key. Thank you for joining us. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Bye-bye.
It's the Chicago Golf Show, Donald Lee Stevens Convention Center.